Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Orioles active offseason continued on Friday when they traded four prospects and a competitive balance pick to the Rays for Shane Boz. Let's bring on our friend, IA Hall of Famer, Jacob Calvin Meyer, who covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So your thoughts on this trade, getting Shane Boz for this package?
Well, hey guys, thanks as always for having me on. It's always a pleasure to talk about the most competent franchise in Baltimore.
Nice.
How about that?
This was a trade where when I first saw it, I was like, whoa, you know, like,
yeah,
that's a lot to give up for a guy that my impression of, as somebody that didn't know much about him other than the couple times that he pitched against Baltimore, was, oh, former top prospect who hasn't really panned out. And so I saw that, I was like, whoa. And then honestly, every day that's gone by, I've liked the trade more and more. The guys that they gave up, it was a lot, but let's look at it this way. You have 3 years left of Gunnar Henderson, even under the new reality with David Rubenstein, and maybe they are going to spend a lot more money. And maybe it is possible that they can keep Gunnar Henderson in Baltimore. Even if they try their best, it's still probably more likely than not that he goes elsewhere, considering the type of player he is, considering he might get a contract that is over $500 million, and one of the teams in New York or L.A. just say, I'm going to get this guy no matter what. So given that, you have 3 years to compete. And you've got 3 years. This window is open for three more years because you have Gunnar Henderson. And so Shane Boz helps you in these next 3 years. None of those prospects, for the most part, were really going to be factors in that three-year period, especially not in 26 or really 27. And so in that sense, I like it. Now, if you can kind of compare it with the trade for Taylor Ward, where you gave up Grayson Rodriguez, who was also a controllable starting pitcher, Shane Boz has a way higher floor than Grayson Rodriguez.
Yes.
That we saw what Grayson's floor was in 2025. And his ceiling is arguably just as high, if not higher. And so when you look at it like that, the rotation and the lineup are in a much better spot because you have Ward and because you have Boz over Rodriguez. Now, the concern here is, okay, you require a starting pitcher, but not really. You gave up Grayson and you got Shane Boz, and Boz is better. But I still think they need two starting pitchers. Even though they just got one, my question is: Are they gonna be able to land that top guy that they're looking for, and are they gonna get another one on top of that?
Well, that's right where I was going, Jacob. I guess how this starting rotation is currently constructed, how do you view it, and do you still expect them to go out and get a top guy like a Suarez or a Valdez?
Right. Yes. Shameless plug: I have a story this morning on the Baltimore Sun about the projections for the rotation is that the Orioles have a middle-of-the-pack rotation, but that rotation ranks as the worst in the American League East. Mm. Now, I'm probably a little bit higher on the rotation because if you just assume everybody's going to be healthy, which of course you can't do, especially with this team, but if you assume everybody's going to be healthy, like Tyler Wells is your number five. Like, I think Tyler Wells might be better than Shane Boz and might be better than Dean Kramer, right? Like, we've seen stretches where Tyler Wells is better than both of those guys. I mean, if you go back to, he's got a sub-4 ERA since 2022, and he looked really good when he came back last season. So I'm higher on Tyler Wells than most people are, and I'm certainly higher on Kyle Bradish than everybody, I guess. I think he's just kind of a bona fide ace at this point. But, like, when you look at the rotation, it does not have the depth that it needs at all. And I think all of us would agree, despite the fact that I think Tyler Wells is certainly a capable major league starting pitcher, that this team might be better off, and Tyler Wells might be better off, if you move him to the bullpen. And the only way that you can feel comfortable doing that is if you get two starting pitchers where you would say, okay, Tyler Wells isn't, you know, he's not even our five or our six. He's our seven. So we feel comfortable putting him in the pen. And so I don't know if it's as much as like, I'm more concerned, honestly, about the depth than I am getting a top arm. They certainly need a top arm. Like if they can get somebody like a Fromber or a Suarez to put up there with Bradish and Rogers, then you have a legitimate like World Series contending rotation. But at the same time, I'm just as concerned about, okay, if a couple of these guys get hurt and you don't get enough starters this offseason, then they're going to be in the same situation where, you know, Cade Povich is going to be leaned on heavily or Brandon Young's going to be starting games for this team early in the season, and they just really can't afford to be in that position.
I probably at various points of my life have been higher on Shane Baz than you on Bradish.
You like, had a
I've
fetish.
Been a Baz believer.
Yeah.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Boy, it feels like they paid a price based more on projection than reality to this point. I'm going to ask you what I asked Mark Topkin. What do you think about what they gave up? And are there one or two of these kids where you're like, ooh, that's the one that might hurt, or that might be the one that got away? Like I look at a kid like Ford for an organization that can't produce any starting pitchers and say, I wonder what that's going to look like in the Rays' hands, and maybe in the Rays' hands as soon as like September of this year.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. If the Rays want some of your guys, then you better take a second look because that's obviously a really smart organization, especially when it comes to pitchers. Obviously Ferret would be the guy that I would point out where if you look back in 5 or 10 years at this trade, and if there's a chance that you look back on it and go, man, that was a really bad trade. The way that we get to that point is obviously Boz either gets hurt or doesn't perform. Mm-hmm. And you know, one or two of these prospects pop, and then Ferret would be the clear one. Here's I'm as high. You know, Michael Ferret is incredible, and the numbers he's put up in the minors and the stuff that he has. Like, it's not surprising that the Rays that they probably looked at this and said, okay, we want to base this trade around him.
Yes.
And at the same time, just the way the pitching prospects work, I'm not saying that pitching prospects like don't exist or aren't real. I don't want to come off that way, but like at the same time, in the way baseball is today, like they almost sort of don't. Michael Ferret within the next 3 years is going to have Tommy John surgery, and I don't say that with any delight at all, but that's just the way that this goes.
Yeah.
He's never had Tommy John. He had forearm issues this past season. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am, but it's just the way that this goes. And so if you have a pitching prospect that you love and you think he's going to be out 18 months at some point within the next 5 years, it's like, I don't know, like in the long run, we're all dead. And especially with this organization, when you've got Gunner for the next 3 years. On top of that, I like all of these prospects, but Slater DeBrun 6 months ago was worth Brian Baker. Okay. So if you swap out DeBrun and you put in Brian Baker, like in this universe, let's say the Orioles hadn't traded Brian Baker for Slater DeBrun, you know, these two teams have already declared that Brian Baker is worth Slater DeBrun. So I think if you look at it that way, it's like, okay, I don't think fans would be up in arms if they had kept Baker in the summer and then included him in this trade instead of a player like DeBrun. And then O'Vearn's ceiling might not be there, right? He might profile as a fourth or fifth outfielder. And so, listen, it's a lot to give up, and there's a chance that it backfires. But I do agree with you that this trade was just as much about Boz's ceiling as it is about what he did last season and the year before.
The uplifting Jacob Kalbenmeier joining us here on this Tuesday. Before we let you go, so they're aggressive and they keep saying there's more to come. So what do you think is next on their wish list?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious, right? It's the starting pitching. But on top of that, like let's play this out. Let's say they get one big arm, but they don't get two. Do they feel the need to get another reliever? I certainly think they need a left-on-left guy for the pen. They don't have that now, right? Keegan Aiken is platoon neutral. Yeah. Dietrich Enns has reverse splits, right? He's better against righties than lefties, so they need a left-on-left guy. And there's not really a ton of options for that on the market. And so on top of that, when I look at this roster, if you make a projection of it, it's like, do they need a utility infielder?
Yes.
How much are you going to trust Leody Taveras as a backup outfielder? Like, do you feel the need to get a center fielder that can either platoon with Couser or back
him up? Are you buying this Doyle stuff?
This Doyle stuff?
Yeah. About them, about them getting Doyle from the Rockies?
Oh. I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
Maybe it's Twitter trash. I mean, I don't know, but I've seen.
I mean, with the Rockies, I guess anything's possible, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be. But listen, that'd be a glove. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's when I look at the rest of the position player grouping, it's like, okay, there's a lot of different ways they can go with it: third catcher or utility infielder, or get another center fielder. So, I think the next couple months could still be just as busy as what the past couple have been.
Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. Have yourself a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Happy holidays, brother. We owe you a milkshake.
Yes.
Let us know when you can come in. We're here all the time.
Yeah, for sure. In January, we'll set it up.
All right,
Sounds good. We'll be talking about Oriole Ranger Suarez. Coming up next, we want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. We have a poll up. We'll get that to you as well. Is it time for house cleaning with the Ravens? Should Harbaugh be gone? If Harbaugh stays, should Zach Gore be gone? Should Zach Gore and Todd Monken be gone? What about the GM? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.